Scheduled to begin this May, the project is now delayed in favor of beginning a new search for an operator. That emerged from a meeting last week among the National Park Service, Escambia County, and the City of Pensacola.
It had been a while since we'd talked and longer since we'd met, and it was good for us to get together and share the latest update on each component of the ferry project.
Dan Brown is the superintendent of Gulf Islands National Seashore. When the first request for proposals, RFPs, went out, only one bid was returned. In all, about 10 people representing seven different firms showed up for site visits in October.
Each of them expressed a number of concerns and had questions and so forth. And the biggest thing for each of them was that when they went to each of the ferry landing sites, they saw no facilities, no docks, no landside facilities, ticket booths, and so forth. And many of them just didn't think, given the time frame, that those things would be in place.
Brown concedes that they probably were right.
The city didn't get a successful bid for their dock project and are going to have to re-advertise, and the county had had some delays in getting their permits, so they hadn't even gotten their RFP on the street yet to advertise.
Ferry service between the three venues had always been planned to run during the local tourist season, March through October. Brown says they've agreed to wait another year before launch.
You know, when you push it too far and missing the bulk of the 2017 season, it makes most sense for the financial benefit of the operator to wait until the next operating season, so we'd have to start in March 2018.
We would have been completed by June. It's my understanding from our staff, we're already in the process of getting somebody to go ahead and do all the things to the pier that needed to be done. We were getting the kiosks done.
Escambia County Commissioner Grover Robinson, whose District 4 contains the ferry routes and destinations. The silver lining in the delay, he believes, is that now the county has time to finish building the shade structure under which passengers will await the ferry. He's also looking forward to the new RFPs being sent out.
Hopefully with finalizing of the landing areas, that perhaps, you know, they'll see it a little bit better and we'll get a few more people responding. It'll be interesting to see. I mean, obviously, we're going to be dependent upon having a good number of people just understanding the interest of it.
Meanwhile, the two 150-foot ferries, Turtle Runner and Pelican Perch, are nearing completion at a shipyard in Bellingham, Washington. Dan Brown at Gulf Island says they're still scheduled to be delivered in March.
And now we're trying to work on what to do with the boats since we won't need them for another year. We might put them in dry dock for those months, or we're exploring other options for their temporary assignment and use over that period.
The boats were paid for by $4 million from BP, part of the restitution from the 2010 Deepwater Horizon oil spill. For now, Brown says they're working on a number of facilities in support of the ferry project.
One of the historic structures right adjacent to the ferry pier, the storeroom building, is where you can get ferry tickets. That is nearing completion. We are going to be implementing a tram service at Fort Pickens so that ferry passengers have a way to get around the historic district and to Langdon Beach.
Plans are to place about seven trams into service, but they're also on hold until the ferry service begins. That's not the lone project underway at Gulf Islands National Seashore. Superintendent Dan Brown points to realignment work on Fort Pickens Road.
We're very hopeful that that will reduce, if not eliminate, the many nuisance closures during the winter months. It's been very problematic, just south wind and high tide and a little bit of rain, and we have to close the road anywhere from half dozen times to a dozen times over the course of a winter.
The target date for completing that project is sometime next month, hopefully before the shorebirds arrive to begin nesting. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.